your engines.
Just another movie night.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the show. We are Just Another Movie Night. I am Scott, and with me is Joe. Hey, Joe.
Hey, Scotty.
What a silent opening.
Hi, Scotty.
It's better. I like that a lot more, actually. we're doing before and after reviews, where we go see a brand new movie in the movie theater and give our thoughts before and after, which is always a chaotic thing because we always struggle in the after. It's really hard to like completely review a movie right outside the theater because you really got to like stew in it. What do I want to say? What do I want to say? But I think those raw thoughts are pretty great.
Yeah.
So it's always interesting, and that, you know, I love the whole debate right outside the theater, and I think that's what we wanted to capture here, right?
Always.
So this is interesting because in the before, we get to talk about today's movie, which is Furiosa.
Wait, is it Furiosa, not Furiosa? I've been having that
right there
all day. You got some dirt on your nose.
Did you know?
Just there.
I've
literally been saying Furiosa in my head all day.
A Mad Max movie. Right? Is that what they're saying? Because Mad Max isn't any part of this.
A Mad Max saga.
A saga.
Yes.
That's interesting. Yeah. We got our first prequel to the events. I don't know. Was the last one a prequel? Because it kind of feels like it because they got a younger actor. Yeah, it's kind of an odd thing, right?
I don't remember.
Well, it was,
It was... No, but didn't we just watch it with Charlize? So, yeah this is a prequel.
I mean, what was the one before that also a prequel? Because it was a younger actor playing Max.
Oh, okay, yeah, maybe.
That's weird.
Yeah.
So what's really interesting here is we got an interesting thing here because this is a 79-year-old director who's been doing his movie franchise for 45 years, this Mad Max saga. And I think there's not that many creators who have been following their own series this long. There's only like a handful at this point. We have the producer and creator of Chucky.
Don Mancini, yeah.
He's been doing it forever.
He came first to my head.
Yep.
Naturally.
There's Steven Spielberg with like the Indiana Jones saga.
Yeah.
You know, he's been doing those for a very long time. They even had a television show. I mean, he's really been in charge of that for a very long time. A lot of other creators have fallen off their franchises or sold it off or gave it away or gave it up. There's only like, you know, I mean, we're not going to bring up the Fast and the Furious franchise.
No, we don't. We're not talking about that ever again.
But here we are talking about another car movie. I think that's pretty amazing. 79 years old, still doing this chaotic, crazy action.
And this is like a high action.
Always
like
in the major desert.
Major high octane situation.
I can't imagine this time around. You know, I was looking at his list of movies that he's done besides these movies. And it's the most bizarre list of films ever, right? He wrote and produced the first Babe movie.
Aw.
And then he also directed the sequel.
Aw.
He directed...
I like those movies.
Probably the best segment in the Twilight Zone movie, the 20,000 Feet.
No.
He did Witches of Eastwick, and he did Happy Feet.
Wow, that's kind of a... that's a crazy combination of
George Miller. Very interesting
things.
Career.
Yeah,
a lot of producing. You know, not as many film directed movies you would think, except for these Mad Max movies,
wow.
And then those oddities peppered in.
I mean, this is his baby, obviously. He's not turning it over to anyone.
It's a really special thing, I think, to be doing it this long.
Yeah, for sure.
And here we are. This is a movie, I think it had a little controversy. I don't know how much of it's true, because at first they were going to do the spinoff with Charlize. Mm-hmm. And then he moved on from it. And I don't know if she had a good experience working on that movie.
I haven't heard anything about that.
Yeah, there was a lot of like weird talk, because I know for a fact that they replaced Max, Mel Gibson, and they went for your favorite.
Tom Hardy.
And Charlize and Tom Hardy did not get along. Mostly because Tom Hardy is he really gets into character.
Oh, I thought you were going to say because he sucks.
He does not. And that's insane. There's no way.
I don't like him.
I don't understand this hate. And I think we got to get into that.
Yeah,
and I
really want to have this. Have you seen Venom? Have you seen that movie?
Yeah, but he's making it. Like, the only reason to enjoy those movies is Tom Hardy's insanity.
Is it, though?
It is. It's like he's doing his own Deadpool. I can't take those movies seriously.
How dare you?
They're bad, but they might be so bad it's good.
No.
I know some people like them. I do not like those films.
See, you don't like it either.
But Tom Hardy is doing so much crazy stuff. Anybody who's seen those movies, even the people who hate it, admit Tom Hardy's like doing dual roles, and they're so friggin' funny and weird that you kind of respect him for it.
It's cartoonish and awful. Whatever, we're not talking about Tom. No, let's move on. Come on, let's move on.
So, what's interesting here is, you know, I heard that they didn't get along on set. So I think this made her not really have a pleasant time. And then when they replaced her, I think she was kind of vocal of being upset about it. But then he was talking about how he wanted to do prequel when she was younger. So they had to replace her. And then I heard weird rumors about the making of this movie having troubles. So I don't know if it's George Miller in particular who does chaotic shots and like just crazy movies. I don't know what happened, but...
Well, I did. I'm going to interrupt you. Sorry about that. But Anya, that's how she pronounces her name, by the way. Anya said that she had a very stressful time making this film. It was...
See? Yeah,
very stressful on the set.
I heard weird... When it was being filmed, I heard stuff coming from the set.
Yeah.
All over online. But you never know what to take. Like, what is really happening? What's going on? What is the truth? Mm-hmm. But I wasn't too sure. So I'm glad you also heard something.
Yeah, I did
read
that. Yeah, so, he said that it was very chaotic and stressful on the set.
It feels like this movie has been in the making for a very long time as well. Mm-hmm. Now, what I find really, we have to talk about, and I think this is important. We have to talk about your feelings toward the last movie.
No, why my feelings?
Because you have strong opinion about this that doesn't really match up with a lot of other people's opinions about this movie.
Okay, well, I guess because what? I'm not the hugest fan of it?
Yeah. I mean, I think across the board, people kind of generally just absolutely love Fury Road. And I think when you came out, you were like, eh.
I wasn't blown away by it. I did really appreciate the driving sequences. It was
very
on the edge of your seat with the crazy looking dudes and all that. I liked the makeup. There were some things that I did like about it, but I didn't love the movie. I'm not like the hugest fan, but I am a huge fan of Charlize.
Yeah.
And I wanted to see it because of her. She's one of my favorite actresses, but then also Anya is also one of my favorite actresses, so I want to see it for her. So that's why I'm here, ready to party. But I really don't, I don't have high expectations, but I do think this is going to be a fun ride just because I want to watch her.
Yeah.
On screen, because I just love everything she does.
So I guess that was my point. Are you excited more because this is now a female-led badass movie?
Fuck yeah.
That's like a reason that you're so excited to see this movie more?
I think, yeah. I mean, if it wasn't her in the lead role and it was just some other person, I would be like, bleh.
Yeah, you wouldn't be excited if it was Tom Hardy as Mad
I
Max again.
know, I would be pretty annoyed and have to get a couple of beers, but it's how I get through his films. I don't like him. I'm sorry. I know, hate
We
me,
don't have
just
to keep
hate.
going on
I'm
it.
just saying, you're giving me the glare across the table here, and
That's just a look of love.
oh, goodness gracious. Well, that's the first time I've ever seen that look of love. Looks kind of angry and
Jesus. I don't know what's happening anymore. Well,
Yes,
look.
I am happy that she's starring in this and she makes everything okay for me to go see this. I mean, I'd see it anyway because I see everything,
Yeah,
but
we see everything.
yeah, we see every movie, but
But I
this.
know that specifically you're more excited for this movie than you would have been if it was a Mad Max film.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
And even if Charlize came back, I'd be here for it. So either one of the two girls, I'm here.
So right now you have high expectations
I do.
going in.
Yeah, because I feel like this movie has it's I feel like the first time we saw this trailer was 6 years ago and it's finally coming out. I don't know why it feels like forever that we've been waiting. And so when I feel that way when the movie comes out, I usually go in with a good attitude, like, okay, we've been waiting so long. This is gonna be good. And the press that this is getting, and I see on Instagram, Anya or Anya, she's all over the place promoting this movie, and it seems to be getting like a lot of hype and stuff. So it's making me more excited.
Okay. Yeah. This one's a weird one for me, right? Because I have a lot of thoughts instantly. Like, is this one of those movies that has a better trailer than the film's going to be? Because these trailers rock. I mean, they're just a badass bunch of trailers. We have that original one with just the pulsing beat, not much speaking except for, start your engines. And then we have another trailer that came out with they use the soundtrack as The Man Who Sold the World as the score, and without the words, which is really well done, and it just hits like every beat and it just hits with that song, and that's a great trailer. And then they got another trailer that is more of your regular trailer with a lot more dialogue and more explaining itself. And I can't help but go, okay, these trailers are great, which worries me about the movie. Trailers usually spell out not so good if the trailers are really, really good because they're pushing it really hard. But my other problem is the CG. In the trailers, it feels less like Fury Road, where it felt like they really did this. This one feels like maybe more green screen. And I can't tell, and that's the problem, but I feel like it looks very animated in sequences in the trailers.
Yeah, I do agree with that. Okay. While I do agree with that, I also I disagree with your theory about the three trailers. I feel like 'cause most time when you see a movie, you're seeing almost everything in the movie in the one trailer that you keep repeatedly seeing over and over and over. It's like, Tarot, we saw the whole movie in that. But in this one, every trailer keeps showing me something different, and it's intriguing me more and more, as opposed to me getting bored by, seeing the same thing over and over. I'm not seeing the same thing over and over, and I don't think that they're showing the best parts of the movie in the trailers. I think for once, I think that this is going to be an all-out crazy fun ride, and I think it's going to be action-packed from minute one to the last minute. So I think the trailers are a good thing for this because they release more than one. And I think that's good because there's more movie to be seen here. So that's the way
Okay,
I
I mean
feel.
that's a good way to look at it.
Yeah.
I think I agree with you. I think overall, I'm still pretty damn excited. I'm like me. I'm always cautiously optimistic. Can you name another trailer of this year so far that has been really intense where you're happy to see it every time? Like, we go to the movies a lot, so we get these trailers over and over and over. I have been always kind of like, I always watch every Furiosa trailer we've gotten. I've been like, oh, I have no problem. This is not getting old.
Yeah. Also, well, when we saw the Planet of the Apes, not that was like last year, I guess, right? The Planet of the Apes, Kingdom of the Apes trailer. I was not like, okay, I'm sick of this already. I was in it.
Okay.
Also, the Wolverine, Deadpool Wolverine trailer. I'm in it. I can't
Yeah.
help it. I can't help
You
it.
know what's weird about that trailer? They keep editing it, and that makes me really worried. The dialogue, the last time I saw that trailer, the dialogue was completely different, and I don't know. I'm
Well,
really nervous about that film.
it could be also like the Fall Guy. Remember when we
Fall
saw
Guy
stuff
trailers were
in the
pretty damn good
trailer?
too.
Yeah, but there was stuff in the trailer that wasn't in the movie. I have a feeling that's going to happen with
Oh, with Deadpool?
Deadpool. Yeah.
Yeah, they definitely just kept doing different lines over and over. I've heard they t like th they're making sure no one sees certain ones that they didn't like.
Yeah.
But that's true. The Fall Guy trailer, I'm glad you brought that up. That is pretty good too. That was a great trailer. I actually think the trailers might have been better than the movie. But I still liked it anyways. But yeah, that's an interesting thought. So what do you think you're gonna give us when you come out, score wise?
I have a feeling I'm going to come out of this with a 7.
Yeah, I mean, 7 is the hope, right?
Yeah, well, I hope that I come out with an 8,
Oh,
but I
well,
think
yeah.
I'll come out with a 7. 'Cause already with the trailers, I'm excited about it, and I didn't even care much for the last one.
Yeah.
So, if I'm excited about this one for not having cared about the last one very much, I think we're in good shape.
Yeah, I mean, I think I say hope for 7 because 7 and above is always like, oh, please.
Yeah.
You know, when it's like 6 and a, you know, or you know, lower, you're kind of like, ah, oh, nervous. I
Right.
don't want to have a 6. I want to have 7 or higher.
I don't think you're gonna have a 6 at all. I think you're
I
gonna
hope
have a
so.
7.
I hope this is definitely a 7 or above.
I want us to come out smiling, and walking back home with just, in silence, of course, and then unleashing
Yeah.
our happy feelings when we get back to the mic.
Yeah. And you know what? This is another time. I think I've talked about this in the last two episodes. Well, not Tarot. That's the movie where Not Act Like happened. Even we don't even remember because we were drunk during the episode. We saw Screen X for the two big ones because was Kingdom of
The kingdom of the
sorry, it's a
planet of the
long one.
apes,
Yeah,
yeah.
Kingdom of the Apes. And then Fall Guy, which I wanted to see really big. You know, I wanted to have a best screen. We're gonna once again see Screen X because this is one of those movies. I'm like, I feel like it needs it,
You need a
and I
more
need the
immersive
best damn
experience.
screen I can get in our
Yeah.
theater. So I had to do it. Like, there's a lot of movies coming out. I'm like, I don't care. It could be in a small one, but this one I think might even make my enjoyment even bigger with having that desert on the sides of us.
Yeah, it's gonna be pretty rad, I
Yeah,
think.
so I'm kind of really stoked. So yeah, let's go check it out.
Go see it.
As a child, my world was forever changed. My mother was magnificent. And he took it all from me.
Who do we have here?
She's from a place of abundance. This is our destiny.
My childhood. My mother. I want them back.
I want them back!
Whatever you have to do, however long it takes, promise you'll find your way home. Protect the green place.
It's time to take what's rightfully ours! Ready? Steady? Go!
Okay, we're back, and I just want to say first off, I'm just gonna put it out there, Joe.
Okay.
I was right. All my concerns were right.
Okay.
Yeah, of course course, we haven't talked about it yet, so this is our first talk. You and me outside of the theater. And you know what? I am very disappointed with this film. What a clusterfuck. I don't even know how to begin. First off, the movie doesn't even start properly. Doesn't even get remotely interesting. For a good... Wow, it's a while. Because this movie goes in chapters until it feels like it doesn't anymore. And so it's the third chapter where our main actress actually shows up.
Yeah, this is not a spoiler. I mean, it kind of is, but it isn't. But it seems like Anya is like, she doesn't show up for a while. So.
Yeah. Yeah, she doesn't show up for a while. And the movie, it's always, look, this series has always been kind of like a heightened, insane reality. Always felt like it was in the Clockwork Orange universe with the characters being these bigger-than-life crazies. And always like the worst of humanity going nuts. This movie feels like a fucking cartoon.
I wouldn't go as far as to say it's a cartoon, but I will say that the characters are overly embellished in this.
Yeah, look, Chris Hemsworth is the most on screen in the movie. And I will say that he's good. Like, he's fun to watch because he's so over the top. He's like a cartoon. He's like a Looney Tunes character in the Mad Max universe. Mm-hmm. And he's just, like, playing an overboard villain. And I liked him as that character, but it didn't work as a character that I was supposed to, like, hate and want dead as the main villain of the film.
Yeah, I agree with that.
And, I mean, yes, you want your character to get revenge and a whole plot, which is in the trailers and whatever. But the reason I said cartoon is that the CG is insanely over the top, and it's so wacky and Looney Tune-like. There's, like, hooks picking up motorcycles at one point, and it's just like, whoop, it's all wonky, and I cannot remember what they're called when they paint themselves white, to like something boys or whatever, they stand so out on the CG backdrop, so it looks even more wonky and like cartoon. Sometimes they look like cartoons drawn on mm-hmm. into scenes. And the backdrop, the sky, is always CG'd in or whatever. Sometimes when it's a shot of the actual action, it looks great. There is one particular scene where the movie actually picks up where we're going on down the Fury Road again. And again, it's at the highlight. The first truck fight type thing. There's some really, really cool ideas there. This movie's full of cool ideas that don't gel into the movie at all. When it wants you to be emotional, you're not. You're detached emotionally. It doesn't really connect.
I agree with that. It doesn't make you feel, I guess, the way that the film's telling you to feel. It doesn't make you feel that. I would say that the time that Anya was on the screen, I thought it was really good. I thought she was good. But I didn't, when I was watching the actual film, and I don't know if you feel this way too, but when I was watching the film, I didn't get that feeling like when I saw the trailer.
Not at all.
Like, it was almost like, I don't want to say it was a dupe, but it just didn't give you the same feel. It didn't give you the same vibe as like when you're seeing the impact of it all in the trailer. And you are 100% right when you said it.
And the trailers are better.
I didn't want it to be that because I even fought you on it. I said there's three trailers and I feel like that's going to make for a better movie because there's more movie to see.
Yeah.
I believe those were my words. And I could not be more wrong. I think the trailer was actually better than the film.
Yeah. Because, again, and this is a problem with trailers versus movies, where the trailer makers are trying to sell it. So they're trying to show the best moments, of course. They're speeding it up. They're editing it out of order, of course. But the key is music and score and how to use it heavy. And in the trailer, just little things like her standing over him and like pulling down her mask and with her like robe and arm and everything that's mm-hmm. in the trailer. And they're playing this like giant dent, dent, right? The whole thing, like the reveal is such a like amazing. And in the movie, it's like,
meh, yeah, okay.
Nothing. No score to it. No, no like sensationalized. Whereas in Fury Road, I feel like every shot you feel it. Like every single moment you feel like the action, you feel her. There's that amazing shot of her going out into the desert, falling to her knees and crying, like screaming. And it just, the cinematography, the shot is just incredible looking. And it, you can feel her emotion. This movie's like void of all that. Like you feel like every time you're shown something, you feel like you're supposed to feel something.
Yeah.
But you're kind of just like, okay, moving on.
Right. It's like, that's what I said. Like the movie's telling you to feel a certain way, yeah. But you don't, it doesn't hit right. It's not making you have those feels.
Yeah. And I was agreeing with what you were saying. I'm just saying that the score is missing. That sometimes you need a really intense, well done score to make the audience feel those moments even bigger. Like you want to feel the power.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think in the original, the last movie, The Fury Road, you have the like crazy guitarist playing. So you have this real wild score with this craziness going on. And it's just kind of like picking you up into the action. And I feel like that movie was also done practically. Whereas this film feels very produced.
I'm going to say that most of this, the whole movie takes place in the desert, obviously, but most of the driving scenes where they were literally almost driving off cliffs and stuff, it felt very, very weak. It was very CG, and you could tell, like, some of the sand was just, it just looked like a drawing, like a cartoon.
Yeah, there's a lot of horizon shots and backdrops. I was saying that was all CG.
Yeah. And like aside from that, I you're right. I didn't feel the score. I should have felt it more, like I did in the trailer, but I didn't. And I also feel that it didn't have the emotional impact that I wanted it to, that I thought it would for what she's gone through. It just didn't have that. And, you know, also there's some ridiculous scenes in it, too, where I will talk about it off pod. But there was some ridiculousness going on in there.
Yeah, I think without a score, it really relies on your acting or the way that the director is shooting or flowing scenes together. And that's the big problem here, is that those scenes aren't built in a way where they are powerful. So in our first half, we're showing the early life type stuff. And those scenes, nothing really. This movie series has been known for brutality. And this one felt very tame in that sense, where you know, in those original movies, you want them to get revenge because you're seeing these horrific things. And in this one, things are applied.
Mm-hmm.
And so you're like, oh, if they're only implied, you know, your imagination can play. But when you're not, like, hammering in those moments, it's hard for you to really get your mind wrapped around the emotional toll of every moment. So if your actors aren't even able to carry that, and specifically because, like we said, she's not really, the actress isn't there until way in, you're only like told, oh, well, this is bad, what happened. And so you should only know, you know, your emotion needs to actually be set off in a way. You can only go for so long going, oh, I relate to that person because that person's a child. And so, of course, But when you're watching a movie, it's not easy to always like just sympathize.
Right.
Just because you're supposed to. What, you know, like that. You actually have to be shown things to make the audience go, oh. Like, you know, oh, we were watching, like, say, Fallout recently, and one of the characters stabs a dog in the movie, in the show. And you're like, holy crap, I can't believe they did that. Well, no, they only wanted to get you emotional, and then they make that dog come back.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, oh, now I like this person. Because there's that idea where, like, people can't handle that. Killing a dog or a child is like a no-no. So when you do it, when you do something like that, you're establishing that you're supposed to hate that character. You know what I mean?
Right.
And in this, when they're not going there, or not, you know, they're not showing things, they're not doing things to let you know this is terrible. You're only sitting there going, well, I know it's bad, but, you know, it's not enough. And I feel like that's a big chunk of this film is that we aren't showing that emotional toll enough for this entire journey to happen. Right. You know? And I think that's a lot of people's complaint with Fury Road is that there's not much of a story there. There's going point A to B, trying to do something. But I think that was the beauty of that movie, where sometimes in movies you don't need these overly complicated plot lines. This one unfortunately goes, now we're going to add a whole bunch of shit. We're going to have not only the main character's Furiosa's journey, which it really doesn't feel like it. It feels like that's a backdrop, but it feels like it's really about, oh, this dictator guy trying to take over people's land.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, at one point in the movie, they actually go, we're just going to narrate now. We're going to narrate over the parts that we should have been showing the entire time. Like the war. They just literally go, and a war happened.
Yeah.
And I was like, holy shit. Now that's lazy.
Yeah, I feel...
You know, and how could that even be a war? I'm like sitting here going, wait, how is there a war? There wasn't enough people. Like, that's what I kept saying. Like, yeah, what? They had the high ground.
Yeah, exactly.
What is this? I kept laughing about that. I don't know. It's an unfortunate, unfortunate flick. I had a feeling that something was wrong here when I saw the trailers. And I was like, damn, these are good trailers. Something might be wrong.
And that was sucks. I hate thinking like that, you know, but I'm very disappointed in this movie. Although I will say that there were some pros. The movie did, some beautiful shots. There were some awesome, I mean, the driving scenes with people just getting, you know, set on fire and thrown off the side of the vehicle and getting crushed and all sorts of things like that. There are some scenes that were pretty badass. And I will say that Chris Hemsworth seemed to be having the time of his life.
Oh, without a doubt. So, yeah, he's chewing scenery.
You know, yeah. That's also crazy. I don't care what you do to him. Put on a fake nose, some nasty teeth, and, you know, matted hair, and he still looks like Chris Hemsworth.
He does.
You know? So, like, I thought that was funny. I was like, you can't make this guy ugly, so stop trying. But, you know, otherwise, I did think that there were some really cool shots in this, and it was pretty decently directed, I think. And I like her. I like the way, you know, she portrayed Furiosa. I thought she was fun, but
not enough.
Not enough. No, not enough at all. Not enough to warrant the 7 that I thought I would come out of this with.
Yeah. I would say this with your pros. Anytime they're on Fury Road with this gas truck,
mm-hmm.
awesome. Like, again, those are the highlights.
The whole
here.
Gas truck driving scenes were phenomenal.
There's one in a town with a barrier.
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome too. Like, even though that there were parts of that went Fast and the Furious with insanity, like I really like the realism that was there at one point.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, people trying to do crazy things with cars and motorcycles and stuff like that. And this movie did some stuff that was like, okay, all right, like, oh, someone's got a big like, suddenly they have a monster truck from a monster truck rally, and it can just do anything now, and it's like, ah, fuck. And there's like people hanging off things as it's falling, and they're flying over to the side or falling down a mountain and then just popping out like they're gophers. it's that kind of insanity that would be in a Fast and the Furious movie is in this movie as well. And in that kind of, which is funny because we mentioned in the opening, you're like, we're not going to talk about it, but we're close. And it sucks because, like you said, there are a lot of things that are kind of fun and interesting here.
There are, it's not the worst.
There's definitely merit here. There's definitely things. But when you come off the high that is Fury Road, which some will argue that Fury Road is like one of those rare times that it's better than the ones that come from before.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the fourth movie, you know. And so you're thinking, well, there's no way you can go back down. But I am, and I do think there's things here, but I think that that frustration of the over hope kind of hurt me in my overall score of things.
Yeah,
I don't know.
I really wanted to give this a 7 or higher, but I can't.
Yeah, no,
it was not a terrible film. I just didn't love it. There were problems with it. I'm gonna give it a 6.
Yeah, I know. I'm actually surprised. I thought you were going to come out going very low. I thought you were hating it.
No, because I didn't hate it. I just found that there was a lot of problems with it. It wasn't as epic a scale of a movie that I thought it was going to be. So I was I'm disappointed. But I don't think the movie was bad. I don't think it was a big stinker. It was well filmed, well acted. Everyone did a fine job. And I really did appreciate a lot of the scenes. So, it just didn't live up to what my expectations were.
Yeah.
And that's why I have to give it a 6.
I also have to point out real quick, this movie has, I would say, like, something I haven't seen in a movie that should be, especially in a movie where people are kind of overhyped. I've never seen this in a bigger blockbuster film that people are waiting for, where the movie shows you the previous film in the credits. It's almost like a kick in the balls where you're like, oh, here's a better movie now.
Oh my God, yeah.
You know? And I haven't seen anything like that in a big blockbuster. I can't think of one. The only movies that come to mind are like Freddy's Dead. Or where they show the end credits are all the best parts of the other movies. And you're like, oh, now this is fun, remembering the good times. But when it's a cheesy movie like Freddy or Jason, you're like, okay, yeah, this is fun now because it's goofy. And we're like, yeah, we get to see all the kills again in the open, Mm-hmm. And then doing it here feels very odd. And also because it's a different actress.
Yeah.
It just feels so strange because the movie ends with one actress and then
you see another actress. And yes, I know. I was that was pretty off-putting.
Yeah. And I was like, wow. And people are waiting, like, and I wanted to say to everybody waiting in the audience, I'm going to say, we've all seen this.
Yeah, everyone.
Like, why are we waiting here?
Yeah.
Unless they were going to show something else, but then it finally ends with just the end.
Yeah, I guess they just wanted to show everybody what happens later in case there's like that one person in the theater that didn't see Fury Road.
Yeah. Or maybe people can go, hey, now we should check that other movie out we never get to watch. you don't like show everybody, hey. That's just the...
It was weird too, because they showed like bits and pieces of random things. It was, there was no rhyme or reason to it. But, hey, whatever. Yeah. I mean,
I'm going to give it a 6 as well. And I think that's being generous. But I think I'm giving this 6.
It's a solid 6. It's a decent movie. It's not the worst thing we've ever seen. It doesn't come close to being mediocre. It just falls just above mediocre. So it's a 6.
Yeah. I think that within a couple days, we'll be like marinating. Like I always say, we marinate in the review and we're marinating the thoughts of the movie.
I marinated on the way home. So...
Did you marinate?
I marinated hard. And I'll tell you, I do have some things to tell you after we get off this.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. And within a day or two, that it's really going to take its toll while we're like processing the film more. Because I know logically and plot-wise, there's a lot of like, what the fuck just happened? What didn't this happen? What was that? Like our friend said something and I was like, oh, that actually makes sense. That's the least of your concerns.
Mm-hmm.
But Yeah, I think that I definitely think in a few days we'll be like, oh, maybe this is a problem too.
No, so, I'll keep marinating, but I definitely marinated enough, I think.
We're agreeing with a six.
Yep.
We're falling. There's no way this could be higher. And I thought I was hearing praise. So now I'm gonna have to go watch that and be like, what? But then again, a new segment we should make sooner or later one day is, do we understand what people like? That should be another segment we should just introduce.
I can tell you right now, no.
No, I mean, no. I don't understand people anymore. all right, though. Any final words?
No, I got nothing.
That's okay. So, yeah, we're going to end here. And thanks for listening, as always. We're on Instagram at Just Another Movie Night, and Joe's at The Crafty Misfit. Check it out. Like our podcast anywhere you get your podcasts. And we appreciate you for listening and subscribing and all that jazz. So thanks. Have a good one. Bye.
Do you have it in you to make it epic?